Blog Talk Radio.
So bad. to God. Oh, I'm so satisfied. God, you've done so much for me, Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you have satisfied us this day. We thank you, Mother God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we come to shout glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, I was so glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Blessings are in the house. Healing is in the house. Deliverance in the house. Freedom is in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we just want to say thank you today. If it had not been for you, Father God, on our side, where would we be, oh God? We thank you for this day, God. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Be magnified and glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary that cleanses us, that washes us, that makes all things new. Lord, we can't thank you enough. We got so much, hallelujah, to thank you for. We can't thank you enough, Lord. We're so satisfied. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name. We bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord our God. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Hallelujah. And we all magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Glory to the Most High God. Lord of Lords and King of Kings. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. The heart of our faith. Our faith. Glory to God. We sought the Lord and he heard us. Hallelujah. And delivered us from all our fears. Oh, taste and see, everybody, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusted him. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Give him all praise, glory, and honor. Stand to your feet, just thanking God. Tell somebody about him. Tell somebody what God has done for you. Tell somebody how God has brought you up. Tell somebody how God has healed you. How God has made a way, hallelujah, when it seemed to be no way. How God stepped in, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thanking God for his hand of protection around our families. Glory to your name, God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Father God, we thank you for your help right now. Lord, your ever-present help and the help that is on the way. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us all day yesterday, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name. Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver and change our lives, oh God. From today onwards, help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare and to win the battle. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win, and release the grace to press on and to press in, oh God, in the power of your spirit and to win, because great is you that's in us than he that's in the world. Let us to be able to press on and to win today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God, that it is done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, Lord, we are trusting you for breakthrough today. Breakthrough in our peace, breakthrough in our joy, breakthrough in our happiness, breakthrough in our strength, breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our relationships, breakthrough in our healing, breakthrough in our deliverance. Let it take place right now. Hallelujah. And all that's on the line today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens today. Hallelujah. I come to shout today. Welcome to the shout. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for what God is doing. Hallelujah. When the devil thought he was going to steal it, hallelujah, the God stepped in and said, no. We know that the thief coming out with the kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to steal your praise and your worship. He's trying to steal the word of God from you. But we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name that we are victorious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome you all to the shout. Welcome, Minister Kimberly. Welcome, Sister Connie. Welcome, welcome, Doretha. Welcome, welcome, Cousin Brenda Gale. Welcome, welcome, Miss Connie. Welcome to the shout. And everybody else that's on here, welcome. Glory to God. Give God a shout today. Glory. Hallelujah. If he did it for you, hallelujah. And you know he didn't have to shout, just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Sometimes you just got to thank him. Thank you, Lord. Not asking for anything. Just saying, thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're about to do, because I believe and I trust, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. I didn't come to ask for anything. I just came to thank you, Father God. Sometimes we do that with our parents, our husband, our wives, and he said, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for what you've already done. I want to thank you for what you're doing right now. And because I trust in you, I want to thank you for what you're about to do in the name of Jesus Christ. And then sometimes we just need to thank God for what he's already done. Not always bringing something to him because he already knows. We just need to turn and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Just like the 10 leapers, one turned around, nine kept going. Jesus told them to go, and as they went, they were healed as they went. They didn't have to wait till they got to the priest to be healed. They were already healed as they went by faith. But only one turned around and just said, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering me from that thing that's been plaguing my mind and body for years. Thank you when I thought I could never get out of this situation. But God, you showed up. As soon as my faith increased, you showed me, you worked a miracle. I just want to say thank you when the doctors had gave up. Lord, you stepped in, and I just want to say thank you for stepping in. Hallelujah. When I thought I was going to lose my mind, oh God, you touched my mind. Hallelujah. You gave me peace. Hallelujah. Within myself, and I just want to say thank you that nobody could understand how I had so much joy and everything was going falling down around me. All hell was breaking loose. I just want to say thank you for the peace that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, how many came today to just say thank you? How many came today to just thank God for what he's already done? How many of you came today to give him all glory, praise, and honor because he's worthy? How many of you came today to just thank God for washing all your sins away? Thanking God for being a forgiving God, a just God. How many of you came today to thank God for new mercy and grace today? How many came to just say thank you, Father? Abba, Father, I just want to thank you. And anything I need, I can come to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you allow me to come to the throne room of grace, boldly asking and receiving in my time of need. Thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to come and touch and agree with, Lord God, and that you are in the midst. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, my name is Shata Bahaya. I don't know about you, but I came to praise him. I came to shout. I came to tell everybody all about what God has done for me. Hallelujah. Welcome once again. You all know me. I'm just so excited. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Go ahead, Minister Rapper. Shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Let people know glory. Hallelujah. Shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you for waking me up to see another day that my eyes have never seen before. I love you,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank we you, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we realize that it wasn't us, Lord God. It was all you. We thank you. It is not us ourselves that woke us. We wake ourselves up, Lord God. It's all you. If we didn't create ourselves, Lord God, it was all you. With our mother and father that did, it was all you. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Go ahead, cousin Brenda, get open up your mouth and shout today and just thank God. Hallelujah.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let
yes.
us stand together.
Yes, God. Oh, God.
To God.
Thank you, Lord.
Good
yes,
God.
Lord. Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
Lord. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My life, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Thank
Jesus.
My family, Lord God. You changed
yes, God.
The world. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You
thank
God.
You, God.
Thank you, Lord.
For your grace. Oh, thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
My. Some people are comfortable Lord. With your praise, but we yes. keep praising. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We thank you, Father God. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gare. We love you, Minister Rob. We love you. Thank God for you. Sister Connie, open up your mouth today and give God our shout, praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. I just want to thank him, thank him, thank you. The,
yes,
my
sir.
Youngest, my oldest grandson, 27, who's been living with me for 27 years, so he feels like my son.
Mm-hmm.
He's moving. He's moving.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He's my Lord.
Getting out of that nest. You know, I didn't want him to stay till he was 30.
My Lord. Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
I said, thank you for my peace. Thank you for my bathroom back. Thank you for his,
amen.
His 2 hour bathtubs and my bubbles and in my deep soaker. Thank you, Lord, for having me.
Amen. Yes, Jesus. Glory to God. So much to be thankful for. When we just think about it, God just keeps on blessing us. It's that, you know, just thanking God for all the many blessings. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sister Doretha, welcome. God bless you. Give God our praise, God, and our honor and glory. Hallelujah.
All right. I thank God for waking me this morning. Let me see a morning. Because, you know, it's cold. I'm in Indiana and the weather be cold. So we got a beautiful sun Saturday, but it's still cold. And I thank the Lord for taking all of my children, my aunties, and my new family. I love you all. I love you all.
Love you all.
A lot of them in the family. You, I don't know, but I know the rest of your aunties, but I love them. And I want you all to pray for us that we may go close. And I love this shout. I love this shout. And I want you to that I may go strong in life.
Yes. Amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We love you. We pray your strength. We ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you continue to be the strength of your daughter, Doretha, Father God. We ask that you bless her in a mighty way, Father God, that all will see and know, Lord God, that you have blessed her, not man, not woman, but Father God, you have blessed her, Father God. So, Lord, we ask that you touch and heal her body right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you increase our faith right now, Father God, to trust you for miracles, miracles of healing, Lord God, that you're still miracle working, God, Lord God, and that you're still working miracles today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For your word says that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you work miracles, oh God, for your daughter of healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, when she's disabled, that you will make her able right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release the healing, the balm of Gilead, oh God, upon her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for encountering your warring angels around us to keep her and her family in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you, Lord, but yet still we thank you, Lord. We love you. Lord, we give it all over to you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, Doretha. All that you love, all that you're concerned about is blessed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Oh, my Lord, my God. We thank you in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If anybody have any prayer requests at this time, I'm going to call your name. Let me know what your prayer request is. But I'm going to pray strategic prayers as I do every time we pray to cover things in our life and those that are connected to us and loved ones. I want to pray for the lost real quickly here, and then I'll take your prayer request. But I'm also going to pray prayers to take back what the enemy has stolen from us, stolen from our children, stolen from our grandchildren, stolen from those we love and concern about. We're going to pray those prayers today. We decree and declare never again we will allow the enemy to operate in our life, to take, to cause us to fold, to fumble in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank God for what he's doing, just thanking God in advance that he's already heard our prayers and he's already answered our prayers. And we just want to thank him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the power and his blood. And Heavenly Father, we pray for the lost right now in this world, this day, and that every man, woman, and child right now, from here to the farthest corners of the earth, be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we intercede right now, we use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. We ask right now the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect laborers across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way. Hallelujah. So that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, that it's already done in Jesus Christ's mighty name. So many are lost today. So many that were in church. Some are lost in the church. Some are lost in the building. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in a building before. And the building wasn't that big, but you got lost in the building. Y'all don't know if you ever parked your car somewhere. You know you parked it in the parking lot, but all of a sudden you got lost in the parking lot and you parked the car, but now you can't find your car that you parked. So you got people in the parking lot that's lost. You got people that's in the building, keep coming in the building, the church building, and they are lost. So we got to pray for the lost. They will be found. And God will send out his servants. Oh, my Lord, my God, his humble servants, his faithful servants. Hallelujah. His servants that will not be ashamed, that will walk in and preach the word and teach the word. That will take time out to talk to the the lost, to bring them back in the name of Jesus Christ, because God is concerned about everybody, the found and the lost, hallelujah. Those that are in position, that are out of position, he's concerned about everything, every last one of us, the believer and the unbeliever. My Lord, my God, help us, Lord. Help us, Father. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Right now, I want to come against every hindering spirit on the line or even on the internet right now. I come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, and disbelief. I come against every fighting spirit right now, every spirit of fatigue, every spirit of sickness, disease, infirmity. I command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. I come against every spirit of rebellion. Hallelujah. I come against every spirit of strife, every sickness. I come against right now every spirit of oppression and depression, anxiety, fear right now, and I command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and in his name that we are delivered and set free. Our family is delivered and set free. Hallelujah. And all that we're concerned about are delivered and set free by the power and the name of Jesus Christ and in his blood. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. So I will take your prayer request at this time. Hallelujah. Minister Ralph, you're first. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I'm praying for my unborn grandchild and financial increase.
Amen. 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 Sister Brenda Gale.
Pray for my son, Philip Carter, that shackles will be broken, and God.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We come into agreement with all that is the petition from your mouth to our Heavenly Father ears. We come into agreement by saying amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless. God bless. Amen, Dorita.
I want you to pray for my entire family and my new family and every in the entire universe in this virus.
Amen. Glory to God. We come into agreement with the prayer and petition in the name of Jesus Christ. And we all say amen. Sister Connie.
Amen. Yes. Praying for my girlfriend, Irma. She lost her sister to cancer last night.
Jesus. Amen. We come into agreement with us, Father God, to comfort the family, Father God. We call upon you, Jehovah Shammah. You would comfort Irma right now in the family in a time of need like this. Oh, God, bring an understanding. Oh, Father God, to be asking for the body to be present with you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let peace come and be still in that house, Father God, and all that's connected in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let them be able to celebrate her life, oh, God, and not her death, but the life that she lived, Father God. Oh, Lord, bring joy, oh, God, to even call her name, to speak her name, oh, God. Let them receive joy and happiness about their family member, oh, God. In Jesus' name, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord God. We lift up your daughter, Lord God, your minister, Russell, Lord God, praying for the health of her grandchild, unborn grandchild. We pray the child will be full term, healthy and strong, as well as the mother, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we pray for financial breakthrough for your daughter right now. Oh, Father God, let financial breakthrough come right now, Lord God. Let there be no more delays, Father God. We command whoever is holding on to your blessing to release it right now. We break thy hand right now, the oppressor that is holding on to your finance to be broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever your money is being held captive, we command it to be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for the release of the finances also overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that every need is met right now. We call upon you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, touch the house of your daughter. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, take the roof off and pour out into the house blessings to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ. Then others will be blessed by the overflow, because we know we serve you, Father God, and you're God of more than enough. And we thank you, El Shaddai, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless your holy name. And Lord, we pray right now for your daughter, hallelujah. Bring the gate of her son, Lord God, to be released, oh God. Lord, we ask that you release it right now, hallelujah. Let the gates of the captive be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we decree and declare freedom right now. But the Bible says when the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. So, Father God, set them free today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, let his name be put at the top of the list, oh God. Let him find favor, Lord God. He come out of Oh, Father God, with the warning, oh God. Let him find favor, Lord God, with those that release your probation or whatever position they need to release them, Lord God. Let them find favor with the authorities, Lord God, to release in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we don't join them just to be released. We want them to be released here with the Holy Spirit. We want them to be released focused, Lord God. We want them to be released, Lord God, with knowledge and wisdom to be successful in this life, that he will not fall in the name of Jesus Christ, that he will come out being a blessing to his mother, to his father, to his family, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let there be a blessed release from God of her son, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, I pray that you keep her right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let her heart be at peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we lift up Aunt Ruth and May. We pray her peace, her joy, and her happiness and strength on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift up her husband, oh God. We pray his strength, oh God, that you will be his strength, Father God, that you will speak to him, walk with him, and talk to him all the days of his life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let our house be blessed. That anyone walk in and go out will be blessed, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that you're concerned about, all that you love, all that you need right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We can't thank you enough for all that you've done. And we lift up my mother, Carol Dillon, today. Lord, we pray her strength, her peace, her joy, and happiness. Lord, we pray, Lord God, with your divine intervention right now, that you will divinely intervene on her behalf, Lord God, and turn it all around for good. Every blood test, Lord God, every test that they take, whether it's a CAT scan or whether it's an EKG or whatever test that they're going to put it through, Lord God, we decree and declare victory over everything right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that every bone is strengthened, every beat of a heart beats the rhythm of life. We decree and declare that every vessel, every tissue, every bone, every marrow, bone marrow, everything, eyes, throat, nose, ear, pancreas, hallelujah, kidneys, lungs, is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that whatever it is, that it's attached itself to us, we command you to cease your work and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name that you are healed, delivered, and set free, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for our life, health, and strength that's coming from you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, we lift up your daughter, Sister Connie, oh God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you made her be a woman of diligence, a woman of obedience, a woman of faith, oh God. And Lord, we pray that your peace will continue to overtake us in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace on her job, peace in her home, peace when she go out, peace when she come in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that blessings run her down and overtake her, oh God, like a wave in the sea, in the name of Jesus Christ, that she can't get away from the blessing. Hallelujah. All she got to do is receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, and we love you. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and get to the message part because, you know, 30 minutes go by so fast. Hallelujah. We thank God the message today is cease complaining. Cease complaining, you all. Most of us have more blessings than we can count. Yet we can still find reasons to complain about the minor frustrations of everyday life. To do so, of course, is not only shortening you all, short-sighted, but it is also a serious roadblock on the path to spiritual abundance. Would you like to feel more comfortable about your circumstances and your life? That is the question. Then promise yourself that you will do whatever it takes to ensure that you focus your thoughts and energy on the major blessings you've received, not the minor inconveniences you must occasionally endure. So the next time you're tempted to complain about the inevitable frustrations of everyday living, don't do it. Make it a practice to count your blessings, not your hardships. Just thank God in the midst of your storm. Thank God in the midst of your pain. Thank God in the midst of your hurt. When you're just about to go in and complain, God, I thank you. Just when you're about to start complaining and doubt, God, I thank you. Before you enter into that place, God, I thank you. Sort of take you back to the place where remember that God has already blessed you and you got so much to be thankful for. So cease your complaining and your prayer should be to start your day. Lord, I know that the choice is mine. I can either count my blessings or complain about my disappointments. Today, help me to focus my thoughts upon my blessings, my gifts, and my opportunities. In In Jesus' name, amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you all. This is the wrapping end of the show. Hallelujah. How the time goes by so fast, but I enjoy every minute with you all. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that anything that the enemy has stolen from you, let it be returned, Father God, right now, immediately, Lord God, with a quick result in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything and all things that the enemy has taken from you, your peace, your joy, your happiness, your finance, your support, your relationships, whatever it is, your work, your career, whatever it is, let it be returned right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything that's in the way, any stumbling block that's keeping you from your blessings, let it be removed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, and I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name, that you're making progress right now, that God's goodness operating through and about your life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive it right now. Receive the goodness of the Lord. Receive the blessings of the Lord. Receive the healing from our Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your deliverance on today. Hallelujah to your name, God. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It's all in Jesus' name that we are blessed, that we are that we are here. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Remember, you all, we're here on the shout Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. Tomorrow is Friday. You all enjoy your weekend. God bless you. I love you. And guess what? It ain't nothing you can do about it. But receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that you all have a wonderful day in the Lord. I love you. God bless you.
Love you.
Love you. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
yeah.
One time.
get there.